Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q4 FY 2022 results conference call of VRL Logistics Limited, hosted by ICICI Securities Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sunil Nalavadi, Chief Financial Officer. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good morning to all participants. I am Sunil Nalavadi here, CFO of VRL Logistics Limited, and this is the earnings call for the quarter four of the financial year 2022 and give an update on the full year for the financial year 2021-22. I would like to commence the call with a note that the GST collections in April 2022 touched an all-time high of rupees 1.68 lakh crores, which have been driven by an 11-year high GDP growth and the tightening of compliance by the government, which has led to lower tax evasion and uptick in the high ticket consumption post-pandemic period. Even generation of highest e-way bills has been recorded after the introduction of e-way bill system by the government. Now, the government has mandated to generate an e-invoicing by the business entity with turnover of rupees 20 crores and above from April 2022. Earlier, it was mandatory to generate e-invoices by the entities having the turnover of rupees 500 crores and above from October 2020. We believe that these information and steps taken by the government clearly indicates that the business transactions needs to be done in a compliant and organized way rather than the non-compliant manner which were or being supported by the unorganized transporters while transportation of the goods. With this background, VRL as an organized player in the transport industry recorded highest goods transport tonnage in the current quarter and expecting that the year-on-year growth in tonnage momentum will continue in the range of around 20%-25% year-on-year basis. The diesel prices were all-time high during the financial year 2022, and government announced cut in taxes on fuel in November 2021 and May 2022 to control on the increasing fuel prices. The company also has taken suitable steps to pass on additional cost burden to the customers, by which it was depicting in our growth in EBITDA margins. The higher growth in goods transport volume resulted in higher growth in revenue during the year, and the percentage of certain variable costs and fixed costs to the revenue has been declined, due to the operational synergies in our operations. The bus operation segment has been turned to positive EBITDA earning business segment post the pandemic. To concentrate on high growth-oriented and high return less than truckload goods transportation business, the company has decided to sell the non-core segment of wind power business and also sold one of the aircraft in quarter four of the current fiscal. Owing to the growth in goods transport volume and the vehicle scrappage policy announced by the government, the company planned to expand its goods transport vehicle capacity by placing an order to buy 1,600 vehicles over a period of next 12-18 months. Considering the shift of goods transport business from the unorganized operator to organized operators, we are expanding our network by opening of 91 branches in the current year and further planning to open 100 branches in FY 2023, mainly in untapped market. We have also seen that commodities which was being handled majorly by the unorganized sector has been shifting to our company. For example, the coconut product, in FY 2019, we used to handle around 48 tons in a full year. Now, the tonnage of this coconut product we handled in FY 2022 is around 5,595 tons. Similarly, the leather product has been increased from 2,422 tons in FY 2019 to 15,000 tons in the current year, and the areca nut and supari products from 4,925 tons to 11,500 tons. Coming to the financial performance of the full year, the total revenue is increased by around 36% from 1,776 crores to 2,410 crores, and which is majorly contributed by our goods transport segment. The EBITDA of the company is increased by around 62% from 260 crores to 421 crores, and EBITDA margin increased by around 2.8% from 14.66% to 17.46%. The PBT of the company increased by around 229% from 63 crores to 210 crores, and percentage to income is increased by 5.12% from 3.59% to 8.71%. The PAT of the company is increased by around 255% from 45 crores to 160 crores, and percentage to total income is increased from 2.54% to 6.64%. When it comes to goods transport revenue, it is increased by around 35% from 1,592 crores to 2,137 crores, and which is mainly contributed by increase in tonnage by around 27%, and the realization is increased by around 7% in the year. The EBITDA of goods transport segment, which is increased by around 51% from 266 crores to 403 crores, and percentage to income is increased from 16.73% to 18.84%. The margins in the goods transport segment increase mainly on account of there is no increase in the total operating cost, which is almost around 65% to the revenue, and employee cost has been decreased by around 2%. The key movement in the operating costs are there is an increase in vehicle operation of diesel costs, which is increased by around 1.7% to the revenue. That is, around earlier it was 28%. In the current year, that percentage has been reduced to 30%. And similarly, there are decrease in certain operational expenses, mainly the vehicle repairs and maintenance expenses is reduced by almost 1% from 8% to 7%. And bridge and toll charges also declined around 0.4%. The rates and taxes which are fixed in nature, again it is reduced by around 0.1%. And insurance is also the fixed expenses, which is reduced by around 0.25%. So the next comes to the passenger segment, which is increased by around 57% in the revenue from 130 crores to 205 crores. And the revenue of the passenger segment increased on account of increase in the number of passengers in the current year. When we compare, you know, on a quarter-on-quarter basis, the overall revenue is increased by around 11% from 603 crores to 672 crores. And the EBITDA of the company increased by around 34% from 98 crores to 132 crores. The PAT of the company increased by around 51% from 37 crores to 56 crores. This is a year-on-year quarter four comparison. Again, the overall revenue is contributed majorly by the goods transport segment, which is increased by around 10% from 535 crores to 587 crores. And the tonnage increase is contributed around 6% in the goods transport segment, and the realizations are improved by around 4%. The goods transport EBITDA again increased by around 17% from 103 crores to 122 crores, and percentage to total income is increased from 19.33% to 20.73%. The margins in the goods transport segment again increased on account of there is a decrease in total operating cost by around 2.2%. Earlier, the operating cost percentage were 65.59%, that has been reduced to 63.39%. And there is a slight increase in the employee cost in the current quarter from 14.4% to 15.13%. The key decrease in the operational cost is the decrease in the diesel cost as a percentage to the revenue. Last year, same quarter, the percentage was around 30.5%. Now it has been reduced to 29%. The vehicle running repairs and maintenance expenses reduced by around 1% from 8% to 7%. And there is a slight decrease in the tire consumption also by earlier it was a 2.39%. Now it is 2.07%. The passenger segment revenue is also increased by around 11%. From 56 crores to 62 crores. Again, the contribution is mainly on account of increase in the number of passengers. When we see the quarter on quarter as compared to the Q3 of FY22 versus Q4 of FY22, The revenue from operations, the total revenue is little bit decreased by 1.69% from 683 crores to 672 crores. And again, the goods transport segment revenue is increased from decreased to around 1.42% is decreased from 596 crores to 587 crores. And the passenger revenue is also decreased by around 17% from 74 crores to 62 crores on account of seasonality. The EBITDA of the company overall maintained. It is slightly decreased by around 1%. We did an EBITDA of around 100 and it has been reduced from 134 crores to 132 crores. And percentage to the income is increased by 19.6% to 19.71%. The PAT of the company is also decreased by around 7% from 60 crores to 56 crores. So this is a brief of the financials. Now I request to the participants to ask the questions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one at this time. The first question is from the line of Alok Deora from Motilal Oswal. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir, and congratulations on decent numbers. Sir, if you could just provide data on the volume growth and the realization growth for this quarter.
Yeah, sure.
And full year as well.
Yeah, basically in this quarter, the tonnage is increased by around 1% from Q3 to Q4. And the realization is decreased by around 2%.
Okay.
Basically, the tonnage is increased even though it is always when we compare quarter 3 to quarter 4, always we used to see the dip in the tonnage. But this time, actually, there is a growth in tonnage by 1%. And the realizations are a little bit declined by around 2% on account of wherever actually we started the new routes and new customers, we offer certain discount to such customers and to such routes.
Sure. So what's this number, sir, YOY?
YOY already shared earlier.
Full year growth in tonnage and price.
Yeah, just on a full year basis, the tonnage is increased by around 27%.
Okay.
And the realization is increased by around 7%.
Got. And also, sir, this biofuel consumption has been continuously declining and it's declined further in Q4. So that was one benefit which we always had where we were, our diesel costs were much lower than the street, so or as in the totality of fuel consumption cost. So how do we see that going forward? I mean, is it like that advantage we don't have any further, or how is it?
So basically now what is happening after increase in some of the palm oil prices and even Indonesia put certain restrictions on the export of the palm oil, there was a steep increase in the palm oil prices, which was major raw material for the biodiesel. Since recently the Indonesia is withdraw that restriction, again they started, the palm oil prices are now declining. So going forward we have to see again, if biodiesel is available at least around 5 to 6 rupees lower than the normal diesel price, then definitely we buy the biodiesel. Otherwise, we will not prefer it.
Sure. And just last question. Sir, in the bus business, we have seen, the performance has been a little weaker on the quarter-on-quarter basis, whereas the understanding was that it would be pretty strong since the unlocking happening. So just any insights on that? How are we looking at that segment?
Now, basically, what will happen, the Q4 will be very low revenue in the bus segment, basically because of the exams and all about the students. The overall number of passenger traveling in the curve during Q4 is always low. So now in Q1, again, the demand has backed in and we are seeing a good growth in passengers in the current quarter.
Sure, sir. Got it. I'll come back in the queue if I have more questions. Thank you and all the best, sir.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vikram Vilas Suryavanshi from Philip Capital India Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir, good morning. I hope I'm audible.
Yeah, good morning, please. Tell me.
Yeah. Sir, regarding, I missed volume or passenger growth in the bus side. What was the passenger growth YOY in bus maintenance realization growth as well as passenger load factor?
You want tonnage growth first?
No, for bus segment, sir, passenger growth.
Yeah, passenger. So about passengers, say on a full year basis, it is improved by around 47%. Last year, we totally, number of passenger traveled is around 13 lakh passengers. And this year, actually, the total number of passenger traveled is around 19 lakhs. When it comes to the year-on-year, last year, the total number of passenger traveled is around 6,06,000. And in the current quarter, it is 6,04,000. And in Q3 FY22, it is 6,58,000. About the realization, in FY21, it was around 1,000 rupees. And FY22 full year basis, that has been improved to 1,073 rupees. And in Q4, it was 921 rupees. And Q3 also, in the FY22, it is 1,023. And Q4, it is 1,131 rupees.
Got it. And what was average diesel price for this quarter for us as well as for industry?
Yeah. See, basically the average procurement cost in the current quarter is around 86 rupees for us. In Q3 FY22, it was around 88 rupees. And in last year, Q4 FY21, it was around 80 rupees, 79 rupees. And on full year basis, in FY21, it was around 72 rupees. And in FY22, that 72 is increased to 87 rupees. This is our procurement price. When it comes to the market price, actually the retail price we have taken as a benchmark, but this price is as on the close of that particular period. See, in FY21, it was around 85 rupees. And FY22, it is increased to around 92 rupees. And similarly, in quarter 3 of FY22, it was around 85 rupees.
Okay, got it. And a last question from my side, if you look looking to revenue composition, so particularly for East geography, we have seen very strong growth. Is it like a structural growth, what we are seeing, or it will be normalized going ahead?
No, this trend we are hoping that it will continue at least for 2 to 3 years period. Basically, we are seeing that a lot of transformation in the industry, especially the shifting is happening from small fleet operators to the large fleet operators or organized players. So that's the reason we are opening, you know, more number of branches also. In the current year, we have opened 91 branches and for FY23, we are planning to add another 100 branches. So definitely this momentum in growth, we are expecting that it will continue at least for around 2 to 3 years.
Got it. Thank you very much. I will come back again in queue.
Thank you.
Thank you. Reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of Krupa Shankar NJ from Spark Capital. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir, and thank you for the opportunity. So I just wanted to understand, is my line clear, sir?
Yes, please.
So just want to understand, see, sir, you did mention that there is likely coverage growth of 20%-25%, and where mentioning on the point where e-invoicing as a regulatory change is going to be one of the drivers for this tonnage growth. Just wanted to further understand what are any other drivers which you have observed in the industry. See, because the extent of products where the tonnage has increased substantially. First of all, has it happened because of regulatory environment change, or is it more to do with our network and that's how we are able to capitalize on this opportunity?
Yeah, initially the sum of products, what I mentioned, it is only on account of the compliance level, the change in the regulations. And apart from this, we are expecting growth even in, say, by expanding our network. So these are all, most of the branches are opening in an untapped market. And basically, that is going to add a lot of new customers into our foray. Just I want to mention even the number of customers that prior to this COVID impact, we used to handle around 4 lakh plus customers. Now the number of customers has been increased to around 7 lakh plus. So initially, these customers' contribution, the new customers' contribution is going to be lower. But going forward, once they adopt for a certain route, then definitely they establish our services to other routes also. So we are expecting more contributions from them as well. And further, the addition of the new customers will continue since, again, we are opening the new branches. And moreover, earlier also, what we used to happen, see, if one supplier used to distribute his product in multiple routes, only some selective routes actually he used to give it to VRL, and some of the routes he used to depend on some of the small fleet operator or unorganized operators. Now it is for entire of his routes, wherever the supplier goods are happening, actually he is planning to shift to VRL. It is one point contract, and we will provide all the information to him to have proper compliances and other things. That's why we are expecting that the 20-25% increase in the tonnage is definitely the achievable number.
Understood. My second question was on the fleet addition and lorry hire cost. Just wanted to understand, what was the lorry hire cost for the quarter? And given that you are tending to add much of your fleet in FY23, just wanted to understand, what would be the target of bringing down the lorry hire cost, if at all you're looking at it that way?
Yeah, on a full year basis, the lorry hire cost is around 7%. Even last year also in FY22, it was around 7.4. Now it is 7.3% on a full year basis. And even if we see the quarter on quarter, the lorry hire charges in Q3 it was 7.42, now it is 8.63% in the current quarter. It is increased by around 1%. 8.6%.
What is it?
Yeah. 8.6%.
So going ahead in FY23, are you expecting that this number would be sub 6% or 5%, given that we will be operating more of our own fleet? Is that how we should look at it?
Yeah, definitely it will be in the range of around 8%, you can say. Around 7-8%.
In FY23 as well?
Yeah, because see, once the volume starts growing again, we have to depend on outside vehicle also.
Right. Okay. So, effectively, I think, the benefit of the newer fleet would come in with I was wondering that, the margin expansion because of the newer fleet would be because of lower lorry hire cost. Is there any other driver which can improve the margins for us?
Yeah, definitely we are hoping that the margins will be in the range of, say, 19-20% in those transportation. Basically, even if we add a new vehicle, yes, to some extent, the maintenance cost will be lower at the initial period of time. But we have to see on the diesel price movement and other kind of things also. And we are taking very conservative steps on the freight rates increase. Even though such movements have happened in last year, especially from the month of March, even in April of the current quarter. So basically, we have not taken any rate hike and we are more concentrating on the volume growth. So the moment volume growth will happen, obviously certain expenses as a percentage to the revenue will come down. That's what actually even we have seen Q3 and Q4 of this current FY22. So even though fuel price was at a peak level, we have not taken further hike in the freight rates. But in spite of that, we have maintained the margins. So similarly, that trend is continuing. We want to maintain that trend. So unless there is a substantial increase or something has happened.
Understood. And last question for my sir, if I may. The branch addition, of course, in FY22, we added about 91 branches. Any target on FY23 or over the medium term, what would be the extent of branch addition? Because we have rationalized our branches over the last 2-3 years, before FY19 to FY21. We just wanted to see how the addition is come.
Yeah, definitely. We are planning to add another 100 branches in the current year, FY23.
Mm-hmm.
And most of these branches will be in the north and eastern part of the country. Mm-hmm. And basically, see now what we are acknowledging earlier, to reach a break-even of a new branches, it used to take a very long time. It is at least around, 8 to 12 months. Now, by opening up of a new branches, within a period of around 2 to 3 months, we are reaching a break-even. And even those contributions, the new branches are contributing overall tonnage. So in the current quarter also, the tonnage contributed by the new branches is around 4% to the overall tonnage.
Sorry, 4%, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. And these will be all own branches, not through agencies?
Yeah, these are all precisely own branches because we are seeing some limitations in the franchises, and that's the reason actually we are planning to open our own branches.
Got it. Thank you, Ronald.
Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Alok Deora from Motilal Oswal. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the follow-up. Sir, just wanted to understand, we have sold one aircraft in Q4 for some 9 crores. What is that, sir?
See, we were running around 2 aircraft. These are small aircraft which we used to transport for the management purpose. And whenever time permits, we used to give it to put the outsiders also. See, instead of owning the 2 aircraft, now we sold 1 aircraft. The 1 aircraft will continue.
Okay. And this wind power business sale, what's the status on that? It's been like completed, what the funds, and just what is the status on that, sir?
Yeah, we have signed a MOU with one of the company here, Ratna Cement, based out of Karnataka itself. And the total consideration for this transaction is around 48 crores. The buyer is already placed around 2 crores as an advance consideration. And this transaction, we are expecting that by end of July, this transaction is going to be completed.
Sure.
Moreover, again, what will happen even in FY23 also, see, in wind power, the major good season will be in the Q1 and part of the Q2 also. So we are going to realize that revenue. Until the date of cutoff date, the revenue is going to accrue to the company.
Sure. And what's the capex we have done for FY22 and in Q4?
The total for full year basis, we did around 195 crores. And just 1 second.
Sure.
And in Q4, we did around 58 crores.
Sure. Actually, this is slightly higher than what you have been indicating. So, just wanted to understand on that.
Out of this 58 crores, the major capex is for the goods transport segment. We invested in goods transport segment around 43 crores. And for the purchase of vehicles, around 41 crores.
Sure. And just the last question.
And for bus segment also, we invested around 10 crores in the quarter four.
So we have added some buses also.
Yeah, those are all in pipeline, but the registrations have only happened in Q1 of this year.
Got it. Got it. And sir, just one last question from my side. We have generated very decent operating cash flow in FY22. So with this 560 crore CapEx in next one and a half years, so a lot of it we are planning to do from internal accrual as well. So what's the debt number? What could be the debt number like in FY23 end and FY24 end after this CapEx is completed?
See, currently we are having a net debt of around 120 crores. Even after incurring of a CapEx of around 560 crores over the period of next 12 to 18 months. See, every quarter we are going to generate at least around, say, close to around 80 to 100 crore cash flows.
Yeah.
And predominantly these cash flows will be used for the purchase of the vehicles or for the purpose of the CapEx. So on a full year basis, definitely for this Q4, for the four quarters, definitely at least around, nearly around 400 crore cash flows will be there. To that extent, completely it will be used. After Ind AS adjustment, if we remove, then definitely the net cash flows in the range of, at least it will be in the range of around 300 plus crore CapEx cash flows. 300 and next year, half year also around another 150, around 450 crores. So net debt will be increased by, even for an 18-month period, we are expecting around, say, 100-150 crores debt may increase, not beyond that.
Okay, got it, got it. There's no...
So on a full debt basis, say, for example, today we are 120, so it may reach around 220-250 crores.
Okay, okay.
Even after this CapEx, yeah.
And any of these new CapEx already, the trucks have been purchased, or because we understand that the order you have already given out to Tata Motors, for example. So in April and May, have we has any fleet already come through in the system, or it's still in the WIP stage?
No, the deployments have been started. Even some of the vehicles got registered in April and May, and most of the fundings have been done through internal accruals. There has been no further borrowed debt has been borrowed.
Okay, but fleet has already started to come in.
Yeah, started.
Sure. That's all from my side. Thank you and all the best, sir.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vikram Vilas Suryavanshi from PhillipCapital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I think one question you answered, but I just want to reconfirm. Even in buses, we have seen addition in bus segment, and number of buses debt-free are almost zero. So even in bus segment, new buses are completely for internal money we have bought, or that is just wanted to reconfirm from the presentation that you...
No, we borrowed a little debt for the purchase of buses. It's hardly around a very small number, in the range of around, say, 1 or 2 crore rupees as of today.
Okay. And we usually used to buy most of the fleet from the Ashok Leyland, but we have seen quite shift towards Tata. So is there any, can you explain the thought process behind that, or?
So these are all based out of our technical evaluation. And even, as you know, before buying the vehicles, we do a lot of technical study and how these vehicles are going to be utilized in our system. See, a lot of things matter, especially the weight of a vehicle chassis, the length of the chassis, and how we have to structure the body designing in our own facilities. And apart from that, we have to see the mileage part of point of view. And even support after the purchase, sale of the, after the purchase of the, we expect a lot of support from the OEMs. So considering all these criteria, actually we place order with Tata this time.
Okay. So are we including that OEM, or typically we carry own maintenance in-house, but since this is a new fleet, will this be taken care by Tata or third party, or even for Tata, so OEM maintenance will be carried out in-house?
No, we are going to, you know, carry the maintenance part, but only the spare parts supply and all the other OEMs will do. Currently, even the whatever Ashok Leyland vehicles we are having, for all spare parts supplies, Ashok Leyland store spare parts in our premises.
Right.
Similarly, the Tata is also supporting a lot, and moreover, there are good in certain kind of things like warranty period on certain spare parts and all in the new vehicles. These are all better in case of Tata this time. So, for example, engine warranty period, they are assuring a good time of warranty period. And similarly, they are producing, giving a lot of flexibility to us to incorporate certain you know, modalities at the time of chassis manufacturing. These are all matters.
Understood. And you gave this lorry hire percentage 8.6% for this quarter. Will it be similar to in terms of outside vehicle kilometer also, or is there any slightly difference in now?
No, kilometers will differ because.
What would be that number for this quarter?
Yeah, just I'll lie. Is the hired vehicle kilometers in Q4? It is. Yeah, overall, the kilometers earlier on a full year basis, so it was around. You want percentage of to the total kilometers?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Okay, just one second. I'll come back to you on this. Yeah.
Sure, no issue, sir. Yeah, that was from my side. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ankita Shah from Elara Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity and congratulations, sir, for good performance. Sir, wanted to understand how do we account for scrappage of vehicles? Like, whenever we sell, is it accounted as revenues or, you know, how is the accounting done?
Yeah, basically these are all totally depreciated now. There is no book value. Hardly 5% original value we retain as a residual value. And the moment we scrap these vehicles, say for example, wherever we find some of the useful materials like tires or any spare parts, just we take away part of the inventory.
Yeah, basically, see what will happen in these vehicles. Always we depreciate over a period of 9 years. So these vehicles are fully depreciated. And 5% of the original cost, we keep it as a residual value. So, the moment we decided these vehicles to be scrapped, the whatever useful spare parts of the vehicles, we will take it as an inventory at 1 rupee value. And whatever the sales will be there, see, out of other than the useful spare parts, whatever things will be there, we sell it as a scrap. Then again, it will be allocated to the each vehicles. Then we arrive the profit or loss for each vehicles, whatever it is. But always, whatever 5% residual value is there, always it will be more than that. The value what we are fetching out of the sale of these scraps.
So that gets added to the revenue from the GT segment?
Yeah, yeah. It will be added to the GT segment.
So overall, this share would be, you know, how much percentage of the total GT revenue?
No, it is very negligible. If you see the total scrap value, it will tell so the other income. Just 1 second. It is hardly in the range of around 3 to 4 crores on a full year basis.
Okay. Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Secondly, sir, on the strong growth that we are targeting of 20-25% in terms of tonnage, what are the levers and where this growth will come from?
In terms of the growth in the coming days?
Tonnage growth, yes, of 20-25% going forward in FY23 onwards.
Yes. Yeah, growth, there are two, three things. One is the small fleet operator, because of you know, change in the regulatory point of view, a lot of shifting is happening from unorganized players to organized players. And apart from that, we are expanding the network also. In FY22, we added around 91 branches. And similarly, in FY23, we are going to add another 100 branches. And if you see overall the number of customers, prior to COVID, we used to handle around 4 lakh customers across India in our goods and food segment. Now that number of customers has been increased to around 7 lakhs in the current year. So going forward also, these are the two things. One is the shifting from the unorganized to organized, and other than that, whatever the network expansion we are going to add a lot of new customers in untapped market as well. These are the two things actually we are saying that will add good growth in our tonnage.
Sure. In terms of industry, any particular industry that you think will contribute higher?
Industry-wise, see, normally we are not specific on any industry or something like that, but area-wise, wherever the products are available, say, for example, if we are entering into the West Bengal market, so we study the local products over there, and we study how the movement of the goods are happening, and we tap those markets. And similarly, just I have mentioned some of the goods in my initial remarks about the change in the leather product, how it has been drastically improved from FY19 to till date. And similarly, some of the leather products, which are mainly we are getting from the UP, especially the Lucknow, UP area, Kanpur and surrounding area. So there was a substantial improvement in the tonnage. That tonnage details have been already mentioned in the initial remark. So some of these products, earlier these products used to handle completely by the unorganized operator. Now it is shifting to organized players.
Got it. And just one last, is there any thumbnail on how much cost savings do we do on own vehicles versus hired vehicles? Percentage of cost savings on own vehicles?
Own vehicles, see, the EBITDA margin, if we do through outside vehicles, it is in the range of around 8 to 9%. Whereas if we do with our own vehicles, definitely it will be around 20%.
Okay, got it. Thank you, sir, and I wish you all the very best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Krupa Shankar NJ from Spark Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the follow-up. So just one small question on the wind segment. I noticed that in this quarter, the revenue as well as the margins on the wind segment has been substantially higher. And traditionally, this has been a very weak quarter for the wind segment. And I just want to understand, is there any one-off accounted in the revenues, and that's one of the reasons why it has been higher?
Yeah, in wind power, we one-time revenue of around 6 crores we realized on account of sale of this carbon emission reduction unit, CER unit. It is a one-time income we generated in this quarter.
So that one-time sale is recorded in the revenues?
6 crores, yeah.
Okay. Understood, sir. Understood. Thank you. That's all for me.
Yeah, thank you. Just I want to mention about this kilometers covered by the outside vehicles. See, overall it is in the range of around 5 to 6% of the kilometers are covered by the outside vehicles.
Thank you. Participants, to ask a question, you may press star and 1. Reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1. We have the next question from the line of Rajeshri Maitra from Incred Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. You mentioned that you have sold one aircraft for 9 crores. So is this amount booked? And if so, where has this been booked, this income of, from sale of aircraft?
Yeah, it has been booked in the current quarter. See, around 2 crores profit has been generated from this sale of aircraft. That has been considered in the P&L account. The cost of this aircraft in the book was around, say, 6 crore and odd. So by doing these transactions, we made a profit of around 2 crores.
Thank you.
Mr. Maitra, is that answer your question?
Yes,
thank you. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sunil Nalavadi for closing comments.
Yeah, thank you all participants for your patience hearing. If any additional questions or any information is required, please contact to me directly. And just I want to conclude that basically considering about the growth in the tonnage in our goods transportation segment, which is major segment for us, we are expecting that growth momentum will continue even going forward. The more volume growth, if it is there, then definitely we'll have a more flexibility about the cost control and increase in the EBITDA margins. So considering, the increase in the fuel cost and other scenarios, definitely we are hoping that, again, we will maintain the EBITDA margins as well at the same level in the coming days. So with these remarks, I would like to conclude this call. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of VRL Logistics Limited, that concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.